Brenton Speed was up and about on Fox Cricket the other night when Glenn Maxwell took an outstandingly outrageous left-handed catch in the outfield for the Melbourne Stars as part of their win over the Brisbane Heat. It keeps them on the hunt for a finals berth. They've got the Hobart Hurricanes tomorrow night, and Marcus Stoinis is one of the absolute keys to the whole thing. And he joins us on the line. Marcus, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Does Maxie keep talking about that sort of stuff, or is it just old rope for him?
No, he's still talking about it. Don't worry. He's talking about the one-handed catch he took over the boundary as well. When,
yes.
Don't worry about that.
That was probably more impressive, to be fair.
So casual, wasn't it?
Oh.
And then just a little underarm back to the guy. So, yeah. No, it's Maxie.
So how much training for that sort of stuff do you do? I mean, are there dedicated parts of training where you're out there on the rope and trying to catch him and bring him back into play and that sort of stuff?
Well, especially Maxie. He actually does it... before every game, he takes most catches one-handed because he just feels like he's going to get the chance to do something special. So that's not even a joke. Yeah, he does it every game. He's catching them one-handed, but it's always right-handed, never left-handed. And then he plucks one left-handed out of the game.
Well, it was pretty impressive the other night. It was an important win too, and you got one to go. It's been some sort of season for the Melbourne Stars in terms of the health of the squad and picking players from... Well, let's be honest, I was jumping out of trees at one stage, or picked out of trees to be playing for the Stars. What's it been like inside the sanctum as all that's been going on, Marcus?
Yeah, it has been a bit of a chaotic season. And even speaking to everyone around the comp, look, everyone's had their difficulties and we obviously got hit pretty hard. But yeah, it's been interesting. And to come down to the last game of the season and still have a chance to get in the finals, I think we need our crosstown rivals, the Renegades, to win... I think that's tonight or tomorrow, to give us a chance. So, yeah, as much as it's been a hectic season, sport's a beautiful thing, and these sort of fairy tale things could be the things we need for the Stars.
Do you feel a bit jilted how it's all taken place, or has that sort of mindset changed a little bit because other clubs have ended up going into the same boat that you had initially?
Look, I think to an extent there's a bit of frustration. I think that's just general at how the whole thing's gone, just because you play these competitions and you play to win and you play to perform at your best. But to an extent also, we understand there's things out of your control, obviously, and there's a pandemic going on. And this was probably going to happen eventually. It's just unfortunate that it happened during the Big Bash and during a tournament that we love playing at a great time of year in front of some fans. So, I mean, yeah, it's not ideal, but we've sort of had to just understand that that's a part of the landscape at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. So, and what about for you? Because it hasn't just been COVID. You've had some injuries that you've been battling throughout the tournament as well. In fact, it goes back quite a while now. But I noticed even just the other night when you got a chance to hit a few, you were still hitting it really cleanly. Do you feel like this could be a sort of a late salvo if you can get into the finals, that you could really peak yourself at the right time where you're a bit fresher than some of the other players?
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on. So it hasn't been ideal. I mean, came into the tournament with a couple of niggles and then was working them fine through the start of the tournament because it's a long tournament. We were saying, you know, get yourself up and going for the middle and back end. So that was all on track, and then we went down with 17, 18 of us getting COVID. Then we got stuck in the room. And then, you know, in true Stoinis fashion, I came out of the room. I went a bit too hard at training and then put myself back a bit again. So, you know, it's not, hasn't been ideal. But, yeah, I'm sort of holding on to that glimmer of hope that maybe we can sneak into the finals and I can have a good run at it.
In true Stoinis fashion. What else happens in Stoinis fashion?
Well, he doesn't do many things at three-quarter pace. So. Yeah,
so. We were talking earlier about Mitch Marsh and how well he's hitting the ball at the moment. If you had a competition, who would hit it harder and who would hit it further, you or him?
Oh, well, the way he's hitting them at the moment is beautiful. So he's been hitting them like this for about a year, and he's really found a few things that are working for him and a mindset that works for him. So that's brilliant. I don't know. He actually grunts when he tries to hit the ball, so that shows how much effort he's putting into every shot that he's playing. So I don't know. Maybe it's him.
How do you practice that? Because we hear a lot more in sort of recent times about range hitting and all that sort of stuff, which is for us, you know, park cricketers, we just love the idea of doing that. We're never allowed to because you never allow to hit it out of the nets. How do you practice hitting the ball as hard as you guys do?
Well, yeah, it's a sort of like, I don't know if you guys play much golf, but the big guys that play golf, they practice hitting, swinging hard and getting some speed through their hands. And you got to practice. It's like sprinting. You got to practice running fast. If you want to be able to sprint fast, you got to do things at 100%. So there are times when you groove your swing for timing and balance and aiming at the certain spots. And there's times where you're literally trying to swing as hard as you can and still keep the bat face in a nice position to hit the middle of the bat. So there's definitely the skill to it as well. We probably don't practice it as much as we should because, like you said, you don't want to be that turkey that's in the nets trying to hit every ball out of the park with sticks and everyone's looking at you going, what's this turkey doing here?
Nobody wants to be that turkey. That's not a good thing to be labelled. We don't want that. What about, we spoke to Aaron Finch yesterday from the Gades, who need to beat Hobart tonight, you're right, to keep you in the hunt for the finals. And I was just asking about the competition, and I know it's changed because of the situation we are with the health and safety protocols, but the momentum shifts in games, or getting momentum back seems to be harder than ever. How do you do that with the Stars? What are the plans to do that?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the luxuries that we've got as a team is that we've got match winners all the way down. And as much as it's been a frustrating season, it's allowed guys like Hilton Cartwright to really come into his own and control the game, pretty much control the season for us in terms of batting. And Joey Clark as well. So those two have been the keys for us. So to grab momentum back, they did it well in Brisbane against the Heat when we were three for pretty much nothing. I think the key is you don't have match winners all the way down. I think that's the way that 2020 cricket is going in terms of the way people are structured up, their international teams, their IPL teams, and that shows that I think it's a more aggressive brand of cricket that can switch momentum and take it from the opposition.
Has Joe Clark surprised you? Because he is such a pure ball striker.
He's a pure ball striker. We call him the God Swing. so we send him slow-mos of his own swing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He was telling us that no one in England sees his swing like this. What's going on? Maybe you should move over here. so he's... I don't know whether he surprised me. I mean, he's... I batted with him at the start of the tournament. And we had some difficult wickets and that sort of stuff. But I'd seen him in the net. So I knew enough about him. But, yeah, once I saw him make a few runs early on in the tournament, and since how he's then gone from then. It's a pure swing, and he makes it look so easy, and he times the ball, and he's super confident. He fits into the group really well, so we've loved having him here. We're already on to Huss to make sure we sign him again.
Just got to keep him out of the sun.
Keep him out of the sun. These English boys, I don't know how to take the sun.
Well, when you play at night, it's not too big an issue. In fairness, for most of the big bash, but you got a big game tomorrow night. The one tonight's going to be important for you, but a season ender maybe tomorrow night, or a finals launching game tomorrow night against the Hurricanes at the mighty MCG. Stoin, nice to chat as always. Go get them. Swing hard.
Nice to chat. Thank you, guys.